With friends cheering her on, Gwen Crump entered the Midland YMCA pool Friday morning to celebrate her 80th birthday by helping an organization she holds dear. "It's exciting. It's just really nice to have my friends here," Crump said during a refreshment break after completing lap 20 in the center lane of the 25-meter-long pool. Crump planned to swim 80 laps to raise funds for Therapeutic Paws of Canada, TPOC. But even in the midst of her own impressive accomplishment, Crump remains modest, instead delivering high praise for local resident Bob Burkett, who is a TPOC team leader and evaluator in Midland, who regularly helps prepare teams of pets and their parents to begin offering therapeutic visits to local facilities. She adds, "Bob does so much for Therapeutic Paws." As for her own initiation into the program that helps brighten many a day, Crump first got involved in 2004 with her dog Gabe. While Gabe has since crossed the Rainbow Bridge, Crump remains a dedicated volunteer with her dog Hoagie as the pair regularly visit Aurelia Soldiers Memorial Hospital and area retirement homes. "I like to help out," she says. "And people in hospitals and seniors' homes are so happy to see the dogs. They bring so much joy. For years, I have been privileged to witness priceless gifts given to the aged, the sick and afflicted of our communities." According to Crump, her involvement with TPOC has opened her eyes to the miracles that pets and their handlers bestow on people of all ages in hospitals, seniors' homes, long-term care facilities and schools. She adds, "The unconditional and non-judgmental love these pets impart to people brings extraordinary results." Besides working with new recruits, Burkett, who previously had his beloved Springer Spaniels Homer and Trooper participating in the program, plans to soon get his new puppy Atlas involved. Burkett says he currently doesn't have enough teams of dogs and their parents to keep up with the demand as more local places are now requesting therapeutic dog visits. "There's a lot of need," he says. "I have many nursing homes looking for dogs to come visit, as well as Waypoint Center for Mental Health Care." Therapeutic Paws of Canada is a registered charity offering free therapy pet visitations. Currently, more than 500 volunteers across Canada donate more than 100,000 hours of time annually to the various programs offered. It all began with Judy Sauvé and a team of six volunteers in Hawkesbury in 2002. TPOC board member Michelle Peddle says Crump's initiative is very inspiring and she hopes it raises more awareness about the organization and the important work it does. "Hopefully, we can get a few new volunteers," Peddle says. "We have six programs we do and they're all free." Crump says that people respond so readily to the comfort of petting and talking with a furry, four-legged friend. But behind the scenes, these priceless gifts do come at a monetary cost. Like all charities who are in the business of miracles, TPOC needs donations to help make the miraculous possible. To contribute to Crump's swimming fundraiser, send an e-transfer or note to chair@tpoc.ca. To learn more about TPOC activities in the Midland area, email Burkett at bob.burkett@tpoc.ca. For the Aurelia area, email Crump at gwen.crump@tpoc.ca.